Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane, and I thank you for tuning in today. For the last couple of episodes, it's been a little rocky with electronics, but things seem to be working today, so we're going to go with it. Our topic for today is holding radical faith for healing, and the general idea is going to be based on Matthew 9:22. Your faith has made you well. And I also draw a lot from A Course in Miracles, and a short passage from A Course in Miracles from chapter 12 tells us that the sick must heal themselves, for the truth is in them. Yet having obscured it, the light in another mind must shine into theirs, because the light is theirs. And so the purpose of this show today, and a lot of what I do, and I know a lot of what some of you that listen do, is to try to be the light and shine that light in another mind, to remind them that they are the light. And when they are the light, they are healed in every way. And when we are our purest form of light, sickness goes away, disease and illness, because we remember that that's not part of us. We are spirit, and we are just housed in this body temporarily, but the spirit is our eternal self. And when we are one with each other and with God in love, then we're whole again, and we will no longer be sick, because we have taken the power of the body away. And I think that was a big part of Jesus' message to us, that the body is not life. Life is our spirit. And so the body, no matter what happens to it, we don't die. Our spirit lives on. And in our world, through no fault of our own, we have great body attachment. We fight death. We fight illness. And the very act of fighting attracts it. When you understand things from a deeper spiritual perspective, you know that. And yet, I'll admit, even when you know it, even when you've had those knowing moments, it's very easy to go back into that thought process. And why is that? So many images that we receive, whether visual images or words that are spoken over and over and over, and they just are hammered into our head, tell us the opposite. You know, we get obsessed with disease. We try to fight it. We're told all the ways to fight it. We're told all the things we can't do. And that in itself takes away the power from the spirit that makes everything whole and well and healthy. So this topic, I will tell you, I've probably been the most anxious about this particular show topic. It came to me yesterday morning. I was up very early, and I usually let the show topics come to me that way. And so I went ahead and typed it in and entered it as a scheduled show, because I also knew that if I didn't, I might change my mind and say, no, that's probably not a good topic. A lot of people get upset about that topic. So I went ahead and committed to it there. And the reason that it makes me a little bit anxious is that I find, oddly enough, that no matter how many times I've seen instantaneous healing and that spontaneous healing of belief, as one of Greg Braden's books puts it, no matter how many times, no matter how many stories people hear, no matter how many times they are shown that that's real, it seems to be something that people really run from, the idea that perhaps they can heal instantaneously. Perhaps it's about the spirit less than the body, and perhaps they have that power. And I think why that gets to people is because it's perceived, when you say something like that, that you're saying it's all in their head, or that they're creating the illness and or the problem, whatever, whether it's a spiritual healing we're talking about, or emotional or physical. It's as if that's, you're suggesting that they're creating it. And I guess at the end of the day, when you get down into all the layers, and we are creating, it's illusion that we're clinging to, that has been taught to us, but that upsets people and actually makes them go the other way. And I've had some recent conversations with friends too about people in their lives that seem to get so attached to illness and sickness. And even I've had one conversation, some dialogue with someone about someone in you know, closely related in her life, who has come to that realization himself, that he has held on to his illness because it's what gets him love and attention, and he doesn't know who he would be without it. And I've felt that for lots of people that I've worked with or talked to or counseled in that area on a spiritual basis. That sometimes the clinging to the physical illness, because it's something that shows and is proof to others that you need to give me love. Sometimes letting go of the physical illness is tough, and so you get into this sort of a catch-22 that, you know, if you let it go, you get into a spiral where you don't want to let it go, and so therefore you cling to it, and therefore it all just compounds. And so I think this is a very touchy subject for many, but I believe, and I've seen it happen so many times with truly physically miraculous healings. And when I say physically, the only reason I'm emphasizing those, because I don't even think those are the greatest healings that we get. The spiritual healing is the great ones, but they sort of then manifest into the physical healing. But when we see it in physical healing, because we're so programmed about the body and physical, sometimes that's the proof that people need. And even though I've seen it, and even though I've shared stories, and even though other people will share their experiences, it's still, with so many people that have physical ailments or any kind of ailments, it seems like they run the other direction. And it would seem like, to me, you'd want more of that, and you'd want to say, let me examine that, especially when I think about what people go through with lots of illnesses and the, you know, painful procedures and the, What if miracles are at our fingertips? What if, when Jesus told us we would do greater things than he did because he was returning to the Father, what if when he he instructed us to do so. What if we really do have that power, and what if we're just failing to use it because we've been told through our DNA, through generations and generations, that we can't do that? Actually, even the mere suggestion of it back in Jesus' time, and was blasphemous and could really get you in a lot of trouble. He had to walk a tightrope about that. And these days, it's a different kind of tightrope, because if you suggest those things, then you're considered a kook. You're considered out there. You're considered loony and woo-woo, and people make fun of you. So it is one of those subjects that can be tough for a healer to bring up, and tough for people to just hear in general. I'm getting deep into the subject here. I do want to, for new callers, to explain a little bit about the format of the show. I usually block out an hour and a half to 2 hours. The show can go anywhere from half hour to an hour and a half to 2 hours. I always say I like to let it go freestyle, and that seems to be working right now for how things go, because I just let things flow through me. I consider myself a vessel for spirit to speak. Lately, and in general, I have felt a very close connection to Jesus, and I feel like these most recent shows, he's very well present, and I know for sure that he was part of the topic of this show and pushing me to do it, even though I felt a little uncertain about doing it. And this morning I was feeling a little uncertain, and then I was thinking, this is one of those subjects. What if people don't call? What if nobody? And he said, if the message goes to one person and they think differently, they may be healed, and it's worth it. So put it out there. And so I will. And I get chills saying that, because it's so very real. This is a call-in format. I offer what I call online intuitive mini readings, and I call them mini readings because I try to just get right to the heart of what is your best step now for your spiritual growth. And I do that. Messages come to me from spirit in kind of clever ways, sort of like charades, to get to the heart of things in a very fast manner, so that I can speak to several people in the course of one show and hopefully give them a little bit of guidance on where to go now on their path. So this show will have that. You don't necessarily have to be calling in for specific healing, although when we take our path on toward spirit, that's always healing for us. So spiritual healing and physical healing, it all goes hand in hand. So I will take calls in the normal fashion today, but also this is a show that I want to be for people to have faith that healing of all sorts, if you have an ailment, if you have an illness, I want you to have the faith that when we join together in prayer, and you have not just me, but yourself and all the listeners that are going to listen right now and that will listen in the archives, holding you up to the light, I believe that there is nothing that can't be healed that way when we can hold our faith steady. It's just that all of our faith wavers. Mine too. Even though I've seen it, there are times when I have a headache and I forget to just stop and put my hands on myself and pray and know that it can go away. I forget too. So I would be the last to make anybody feel bad for forgetting and not thinking that way, because I do it myself, even though I've had the benefit of seeing it many times. So we're all in this together. We're trying to change layers and layers upon layers of thinking, and we're trying to lift those veils so that we can see more clearly in spirit. So there's nothing to apologize for, nothing to be ashamed of here. This is a loving show, and everyone out there, I ask that you send love to everyone that's connected to it in any way. I do have a couple of thoughts. We've got a couple calls holding, and I'm going to get to those quickly. The call-in number is 347-633-9823. So if you have a healing request, we can keep it real simple. If you just want to say your request, or if you want to talk more deeply about it, we can do that. Also, just the general mini readings. The call-in if you feel pushed to do that. And I say, let go of your fears right now, because I know there are people sitting there ready to call, wanting to call, but that have the same trepidation as I had this morning about doing this show. So step past it and you'll feel better for it. couple of thoughts that I had some online discussions with some very dear spiritual friends, my sisterhood friends this morning, and they had some beautiful insights to this topic and healing, and I can't get into all of them as deeply because I was already in that zone where it's all kind of a blur and I'm just letting that vessel open. And but some of it was about, and you can look some of these things up on your own, the etymology of the words illness and sick, and that the connotations that were there about even it being evil, like if you were ill, it meant you were bad moral quality. And I think maybe the difference in the words sick and ill, she pointed out, were very, very good, that perhaps sick is just when we have those veils there and we can't see clearly, sort of like the root definition of the word sin is to miss the mark. When we're sick, it's just that we're confused. We haven't gone home yet. We're not one. And but illness, we've sort of taken on like punishment perhaps because of the many, many years and through the ancestry and the DNA. And back in the 1500s, it had the bad moral quality, that you were ill because you had done something wrong, that you deserved it. It was God's punishment. And so even though we're many years away from that, in some way, I think we do punish ourselves in ways like that. So that was just a good thought that maybe you want to explore on your own to get to roots. Out. And that first thought was from my friend Kathy, my spiritual sister, and this one was from Laura. The difference in the words illness and wellness. Illness is I-L-L-N-E-S. Wellness is W-E-L-L-N-E-S. And so the only difference in those two words is one begins with I and one begins with we. Ah, I just love that visual. And we are well when it's we. When we remember that we are one. God is we. When we remember we're one with each other and we're one with God, and we wholeheartedly connect with that and believe that and connect with that power, then we are well. And I just love it when it comes to something simple like that. So easy. So easy. And the good thing about that is it also corresponded with a thought, something I wrote down yesterday, because the common response when you say that, when you suggest that, even indirectly, that there is some sort of choice to illness, or that we are in some deep way creating it ourselves, that just incites so much anger in so many people. And that you'll get the response of, oh, okay, so why is a baby sick? Is that baby? But what we have to remember is that through our DNA, we also get thoughts. And there's some wonderful work by Dr. Bruce Lipton, The Biology of Belief, if you want to explore that further. And if that's one of your questions, so why would a baby? We do bring thoughts through DNA into our life, even when we're first born. And so we're carrying thoughts of many generations. And it takes a long time to rid ourselves of those. And you have to be willing to let them go. The other is that, like I said, we are bombarded with all of these images and of illness and this attachment to illness and the fight against it. And we put so much energy there that it's out in the energetic fields and the vibrations. And because we're one, and this goes back to the illness, I and we, and the wellness being oneness, because we're always one, but we forget that. We think in individualistic terms. But because we're one, the collective beliefs even if we're a person that is, I am on this spiritual path and I've seen it, I believe it, I'm trying to turn my thoughts around, so much of the energy in the world is the opposite, and we sit and soak in this energy. So we're bombarded by it, even at times when we don't turn on our television or we don't read those stories in the newspaper, and the energy is still out there. It's bouncing all around us. And the collective belief affects each of us as well. So even though we're, you know, that's why we have to stay so committed to turning it around in ourselves and sharing it with others that we feel might be open to it, because the more that more people that begin to change and understand and believe this way, the way of the light, the more light we have to offset the shadowy, scary things that the veil brings us. And another thing to keep in mind is that, and scientific experiments have shown this, I think there's I'm trying to think of the name of one of the experiments that's very cool, or the book that the intention experiment. I think there's a website on that too, and there are things that it's been proven that when we observe something, just by the very act of observing it, it is changed. So when everyone is observing things like sickness and then taking that into their own energy, then the belief gets stronger. And so we have to work to change that and to believe in the miracles, because miracles are our birthright, our soul's birthright. And in the way that when we observe it, it's changed. As we observe someone or observe ourselves as sick or ill, are we perhaps contributing to that? We're contributing to that belief in it? Are we keeping them sick and ill? And I know these are hard concepts to latch on to, because we are so body-focused and proof-focused. So if you don't believe I'm sick, then look at my lab results. It's beyond that. You have to be willing to step outside of that mindset to say, can I change my thoughts about myself, about my sinlessness? Can I think of myself as good and whole and perfect in the spiritual sense, so that I can be good and whole and perfect in the body sense? Or so that I maybe even just decide that it really doesn't matter about my body. It can be sick, it can be well, my spirit's what matters, and that's what's eternal, and that's what I need to nurture. So many interesting ways this can go, and that's why it's a hot topic for some. I do want to get to the calls, because you've been holding for a good while. First call is from area code 901. So you'll hear a computer voice that will tell you, I think it says unmuted, and that means you're live. What I like to do is get a first name. If you'd like to share where you're calling from, that's great. I always love to hear that, where the audience reaches. And so for today's show, you can say you want just the usual, a question about your spiritual path, or if you do have something, a healing that you'd like to discuss or ask for prayers for and healing or talk about it, that's great. Just let me know what you prefer to do. So 901, you're going to be on the air soon.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Lanice.
Hi, Lanice. Now, have you called in before, right?
Yeah, I've called in before, but I'm
okay.
Just listening today.
Uh-huh.
But since you brought me on, I do have a healing question.
Okay. Oh, you were listening by phone. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm listening by phone. I just always like to hear positive energy, and I know it was a wonderful show the last time. So when I saw your name, I said, I want to listen.
Well, thank you.
And share in the positive.
I remember your positive vibe from before, so I appreciate you sharing in. And I wholeheartedly believe that when people listen, even live or even in the archives, I believe in that kind of connection. And when we're in our hearts, the time doesn't matter, when and where, the distance doesn't matter. So I really appreciate you listening in. But since I did put you on the air, if you do have a question or something to add, or you said healing, you had something about healing, so that's wonderful. What would you like?
I have been experiencing anxiety. It's like my little barometer is off balance. You know, when something goes wrong, I can immediately feel my heart rate speed up. So that's saying that I have a lot of anxiety. My job is very stressful. And I want to be unstressed. I'm coming to the point of, well, so what? You know, this is life. I'm on the planet, and I want to stay in my body. So I've got to learn how to be unaffected by my environment and circumstances. And I've been praying and talking with God about that. So I would like prayer and healing for that.
Okay. I don't remember specifics about what you do, and I really don't even, you don't even need to tell me. I'm going to tell you what I was feeling about the anxiety, many things. Okay.
Okay.
I know exactly where you are. I get those moments of anxiety myself. And I will tell you this, that with some of the recent energies, you know, Mercury retrograde and lots of different planetary things going on, we're shifting spiritually, and it's like the universe is also shifting too. And it does sometimes create those anxiety because as we collectively move into a different light and a higher vibration, just the shift alone, and, you know, I was talking earlier about how we are affected by the outer and when other people, what their thoughts are. Well, we also have that shift from the outer, and I think it's a real positive right now. The anxiety is coming because it's different. It's like a sort of like the earthquake moving and shifting. But so we feel that intense energy, but I feel like right now it's also very positive. So you're going to feel it some in your body because you're very sensitive, but it's okay. You're very sensitive to what's going on in the outer. Now, I also feel like, though, for you, the situation you're in and your job, that you carry a lot of people, other people's burden, so to speak. It's sort of like you're around people that are very burdened, and you're helping them with their loads, but it sometimes their energy is creating anxiety in you. And it feels like to me sometimes it's things that they are too fearful to touch on and to face and deal with, and your energy is trying to deal with it and balance it. Does that make any sense at all to you?
It makes a lot of sense.
Okay. So what I want you to do,
Okay.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, you're exact, and I realize what's going on, but I want to learn how to not, you know, have it not affect me in a negative way.
Exactly. Yeah. I have something. While you were talking, when you first said anxiety, is what I heard was, don't forget to surround yourself with white light. I mean, all the time, several times a day for protection. It's like envision a bubble of white light and ask Archangel Michael. I also feel sort of for you like sort of a warrior energy, and that Archangel Michael is around you a lot, but you need to surround yourself with that white light so that it can kind of deflect some of, so that you aren't carrying around what other people can't deal with. You aren't having to deal with their energy that they're afraid to deal with, and you're protected from it. So, you know, every morning, every evening, but even several times a day, I want you to try to remember to stop and just feel yourself being surrounded by white light. Ask for it and ask for Michael to be there with you and surround you and protect you so that you don't get bogged down by energy and things and slush, basically, that's not yours. Okay? I'm feeling right now it's going to make a tremendous difference to you in your lightness and you know, just your energy level, even physically, not as tired. So I want you to do that, and if you do notice a difference, you know, let me know. That would be great to hear. But I feel like that's going to be huge for you. But you need to remember to do it a lot because you're putting out light and you're carrying other people's shadows, so to speak. So surround yourself with it so that you don't get bombarded with the bounce off from other people. Okay.
Okay, that makes sense, and I've been told that before, but I just got to remember.
I know. I need to make a poster sign. I forget to do it for myself on a regular basis, and it's, we all should do that. Every one of us, when you're trying to walk in this light, you do kind of sometimes become a magnet for other people's stuff, their baggage, their shadows and heaviness, and it can get really heavy to carry. So we all should be doing that. That is part of healing our spirit and even our body, because then our body gets worn down. We're anxious. We don't sleep. We get tired. So for you, that's not only the best spiritual thing you can do right now, it's the best health and physical thing you can do right now. So be aware and surround yourself with white light a lot.
I'm going to remember.
Okay, you're going to remember. Yes, put little post-it notes around. I think I'm going to do that.
I have no other choice. I must remember.
Okay.
I think I'm going to put a note and just make notes to myself and place it
exactly.
where.
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
I've got to do that now.
And that would be a good thing for everybody to do. Put, you know, I'm going to do some of that. Just put little notes around the house or at work or wherever, and
on the dashboard in the car.
Exactly.
Because I work mornings, that I'm going to make an index card and say, "Shield
and so
yourself."
That way you start the day that way, and mm-hmm. before you walk into work. That's great. Okay, Lanice, thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. I'll continue to listen
again.
To the show.
I love your light. And
thank you. I love you.
That was a great call, because it reminded me, and it probably reminded a lot of other people to do that. So, okay? You have a wonderful
day. All right, thank you. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Okay, next caller is from area code 507, and you'll be live in just a sec.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I'm Pam.
Hi, Pam. Where are you calling from?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Okay, wonderful time of year for you up there, I bet.
Oh, perfect.
I have never had the pleasure of being there right in the middle of summer, but I've heard that it's wonderful, and it's payback for you guys for suffering through those really hard winters.
So yeah.
You get your wonderful heavenly time. Okay, do you have a question today? Do you have healing that you'd like to for prayer?
Yeah, I have a question. I've been through cancer and a few other things, and I hate to tell people that I've had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's I'm past that, but people look at me like I'm dying.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is difficult for me.
Okay.
To see, because I can feel their.
Okay,
negative energy.
And what, you know, that ties in so much with what I was saying from what I wrote down from yesterday about when we observe someone is sick, what if it has an effect too, because the mere observation and that thought. So I know it sounds like where you don't want to be seen as sick, you want to be seen as well.
Right, yes.
Yes. You know, I can so relate to that personally, too, because when I was about six, from the time I was about six to eight, I was very sick, except I really was made more sick by medicine than I was to begin with. I had a blood disorder called hemolytic anemia. It was a rare blood disease, but my doctors at the time kept misdiagnosing me with everything from leukemia to hepatitis so they did medical processes and procedures and treatments for all those things, which was not even what I had. And I was very, very ill, and I hated being sick. I hated being called sick. I hated people looking at me with that pity. And I felt like all along, even though I was young, and, you know, I think little children remember who we are and who our I'm fine. You know, I went to the doctor kind of on a whim, because my sister was, she was asthma prone, and she was, she's coming down with a cold or whatever. And I think, you know, I had maybe sneezed probably from allergies or something. And my mom said, well, I'll just take you both in at the same time. And for some reason, the doctor saw something and said, oh my God, take her to the hospital right now. I mean, I was playing that morning and the day before. And I ended up having, you know, two major surgeries, and really the medicine itself almost killed me. And after that, they said that I would always be weakened, and, you know, my spleen was removed, and that I would always for my whole life have to be on mega iron doses and all these things that they said, and medication. And even at that young age, I never believed it. And a few years later, my parents split up, and so they weren't being as weren't paying as much attention to things like my medicine. And if I was taking it, they kind of left that up to me. I was about 9 or 10, and so I just stopped taking it. Just stopped taking it as much, and stopped taking it more. Stopped taking it, and I was fine. And when I went in for my like my checkups with the doctor, and even missed some of those because my parents were kind of preoccupied with their own stuff, and so like my annual checkups and stuff, you know, my doctor, you know, he said everything was great, and he just looked at me and said, "So, have you been taking the medicine?" And I said, "No," kind of apologetically. And he said, "Well, then you don't need to. You're fine." And that was the end of that. And so many things now are supposed to go hand in hand with it, with more autoimmune issues, and I have just refused to be sick. 10, 15 years ago, I had all the signs of lupus and some positive tests, and I just decided that was part of my spiritual journey, that no, this is not my reality, and I don't have any of those issues. I don't take any medication. So now, to take it off me, I just could relate so much to you, that feeling of that pity of you're sick, and you're, it weighs you down, and I can feel from you, Pam, you just want to be whole, and somewhere inside yep. you believe that you are whole, and that look of being and feeling of being treated sick, just I can just feel your soul is screaming like, no, I am not. So now I guess the question is, so what do you do to get past that and prevent that and get to be whole and not have, well, first of all, the same advice that I gave the other caller about surrounding with white light, ask that you be surrounded with white light to block out that any ideas from other people of looking at you as a sick person. Just let it rebound back to them. Let that be their
okay. dish.
So that can be very effective, and that's where Michael is, that warrior. And ask Michael to come in there, and I do not want these sick vibes. I do not want these sick looks. I don't want this feeling around me. And,
okay.
you know, let them keep it to themselves. Let it boomerang back to them, because I don't want it. Now, I'll tell you the things that I jotted down when you first started talking, and we're going to try to get to sort of to make sense of them. What I was feeling, I saw like a caution sign, you know, like on when you, a traffic type sign, just a yellow diamond shaped sign. And then I felt yellow fear, you know, as in, and I felt solar plexus, yellow, strengthen that, because what your soul is crying to fight off the feeling of sickness, because the feeling of sickness is really based in fears, the world's fears. And I was talking earlier about how it's so hard to overcome all those things of, if you do this, you're going to get sick. Well, if you've had that illness, you're going to get this one. If you've had, and so what I want you to focus on from a chakra standpoint and physical is that solar plexus area. And I want you to look up some meditations specifically for the chakras, and even specifically for the solar plexus and clearing. I mean, you can do one that clears all the chakras, but I really want you, even at times throughout the day, to focus on that. And I want you to see it. You know, it's kind of it's in that diaphragm area in general. You know, it's below
mm-hmm.
the heart area. And so I want you, in the same way that you're saying, Archangel Michael, surround me with white light and deflect all of those thoughts and people looking at me as sick. I don't want it anymore. I want you to also, several times a day, and this can just be in this matter of a few seconds, I want you to stop and breathe and feel that solar plexus like a sun. and I want you to feel it just getting larger and larger and larger and larger and larger. And feel it yellow.
Okay.
Feel that yellow like a bright sun. Because I want you to strengthen it. And what's happening in this process, and I'm getting chills saying this, what's happening in the process is you are helping to negate the fears, because the solar plexus is our sun, where we hold fears. And you're remembering your power when you do that. The power of the sun is within you.
Mm-hmm.
And so as it gets larger and larger and larger, you're doing two things, really. Oh, I'm getting chills. It's applying to your physical body for that healing, and I am not sick. Quit treating me like I'm sick, because you're going to make me sick.
Mm-hmm.
you're deflecting all that, but you're also the beauty of it is it's your soul sun coming up, the real sun of who you are, that bright sun is coming alive in you. So your spirit, when you're stopping in that and letting that sun grow, it's having a physical effect, but more importantly, it's allowing the spiritual, the soul side to be bright again. And then the beauty is that when we let that be bright, everything physically comes more into line too. You know, the times that I'm like walking high and not letting myself get pulled down by fears and anxiety and all those things, when I feel so tuned in, and like, you know, I talk about it in my book, Setting God Free, my experience of awakening and how big and bold it was and knocked me over, and it went on for a few weeks. And what happened to me physically, though, was that it's like every cell in my body shifted when I opened to that kind of awakening and that kind of power, and I saw myself with that power, and I saw the power of God and the connection to God. What happened was every cell in my body shifted. Allergies, sinus trouble, all of that changed. I was walking on air, and I mean, literally, it was like that. You know, my body is my perfect weight, perfect energy. I eat anything I want to. It doesn't matter, because my spirit is right. And that's how it was. I didn't worry about it. I ate whatever I felt like eating. If I craved something, I ate it. But the interesting thing was, you sort of naturally then, when your body and your spirit get all aligned and in sync and aligned with the universe and with God that way, you know, things like food and you eat healthier naturally, but at the same time, it was like, I don't even worry about it. If I want ice cream, I eat ice cream. I don't say, let's see, how much should I probably shouldn't eat that, because my metabolism, you know, you don't go through all that, because it's like, it's all perfect. You know, treat myself. I don't even think about it. My exercise changed. I had more energy. You know, my big thing in exercise is walking outside. I took more walks, but they were beneficial beyond just, hey, I need to get exercise. Everything shifted, and I'm telling you, Pam, and I was hesitant to say this, and it's like, no, say it. It is the truth. It is all going to shift for you that way. Right now, right now. Let it. Just, it is, you are healed by your faith. And it's happening right now. It's all shifting. Don't let yourself for a second believe anything else, because it's all shifting. And you are well. And you're going into a whole new level of physical health. But it's all about the spiritual health and letting that sun open up in you and that light shine. And forgetting about the worries, and it's beautiful. It's I know it's happening for you. And you know, sometimes when you hesitate to say it, it's because, well, then what if it? No, it's happening. You're ready for it, and as long as you stay in that faith, it's happening, and your whole world. Spiritual shift, the spiritual shift is huge for you, but the spiritual shift affects the physical shift too. And I just want to say, praise Jesus. It's a beautiful place for you right now.
Okay.
Can you feel it? Can you feel that sun growing in you?
Kind of.
Walk
I'm a little hesitant,
in this.
But But walk, I'll work on it. Yeah.
Walk with him. It's there for you, my dear. It's there. It's so there for you. Let it out. Let that brightness and just it's there. So, and you haven't. It sounded like you might have something else to add or a question.
Yeah, I do. Since I've been going through all this stuff, I've lost a lot of weight, and I haven't been skinny since I was a teenager. So, I'm incredibly different size. So, actually, I'm underweight, and I was wondering if that was going to change too.
It will. I'm telling you, you hold this faith, and when those doubts, and I know like earlier you said, you know, I'm trying, and here's a line you can say too, and this works for me, and there are a couple different ways. I like to say, ego, get behind me, and that's another thing I need to remind myself to do all the time. I might need to put some notes around my house on that. Ego, get behind me, and it's to me very much like when Jesus said, Satan, get behind me. To me, it's kind of like the same thing. Like the ego is our fears. And so it got depicted as Satan, the devil. But it really is our fear, the things we're afraid of. So you can say it however you want to. Tell it to get behind you that you're in charge. And you've been through some things that will rock anybody's faith, and it plants fears there. But I'm telling you, you can shift it. You can shift it, and it's you're right there. So hold that faith.
Okay.
Tell ego to get behind you. You are you have power beyond measure. You have, and even just your doing it is going to give you such a beautiful story to share with people so that they too then can have faith and believe.
Okay.
So it's like a new, it's like Pam, like you're like part of your purpose is to have this faith to hold on, to come to that brighter place and then be able to share it with people that you just laid down fear and ego and the impact it had in your world, your physical and your spiritual and emotional, and it's going to be huge. It's going to be that is going to change other people's lives. It's that ripple effect. So it's like this moment of you stepping into who you really are and your power, but you have to believe and have that faith. You have to see yourself as powerful and with a purpose right now, and a purpose that you are not going to relent from. You're there. You can do this. You can, and if you will do this, you're going to feel so different. You're going to feel new and fresh, and you're going to have so much wisdom and knowledge and experience, the beautiful experience to share that, you know, like I said earlier in the show, sometimes people need to hear it from in a way that they can relate to the body, even though the spirit is that the, you know, your body getting stronger and renewed is an important part of your story, but it comes from the faith and the light that you're going to let, and the soul, you know, that solar plexus, your sun, you're connecting with all the power of the universe, God, the sun, whatever you want to call it, source, let it be, because it's your time to step into that, what you came here to do. And this is all part of it. And I feel it for you, my dear, and I know it's there, so believe with me. I have that audacity to believe it, and I want you to believe it too, because it's there. It's there.
Okay.
Yeah. You have a wonderful day, and you do those exercises with solar plexus and prayer and meditation, but your prayer has, I want it to be, use me, I have the power. I believe in oneness, and let that power flow through me. I have the, you know, just it has to be a powerful sort of mindset, your prayers. So, okay? All right.
Yes,
thank you so much for calling.
Yeah.
You have a lovely day. You too. I knew there was going to be a call where I could just feel something transform, a physical transformation that always is at its deepest, it's about spiritual, and the spiritual is the one that matters the most, but I could feel it on every level for her, and I just hold prayer with her that, because it's someone awakened in a whole new way and stepping into their own light, and that can be a little scary and confusing at times, and but I know she's there, and I know that she's ready. This is all synchronistic, her calling in, seeing this show calling in. I know it. I can hear angels saying it, and I can hear them rejoicing right now in that chorus that happens when someone is transformed. And I knew this was going to happen on this show today, or I had a feeling. Brings me to tears right now, because that was the one. Jesus said, if there's one that listens and believes, there's one. That's all that matters with the show. There's one. And so I need to take a little break and regroup here, and I'm going to come back and go through some of these ideas again. Call-in number, if you're listening and you want to call, if you're feeling that nudge, a little nudge or even a big nudge that you're resisting, the call-in number is 347-633-9823. And I'm going to take a little break. Come back after. I want you to listen to this song, Calling All Angels by Train, because it was a song that when I had my awakening experience, I was hearing it everywhere. If I got in my car and turned on the radio, I would hear it. I mean, like, every time I got in my car, and it wasn't even like it was the most popular number one song at that time, and I'd hear it in stores. and you know, so I was in that space of knowing, and I knew that it was a message to me, and it's just beautiful. I want you to listen to the words and the music, and because we are all angels right now here being called to return to that power, and it will shift things in the world where we remember that we have heaven right here, and we have heaven for each other, and we bring heaven for each other. So I want you to listen to this while I take a little break and get a little water and breathe, because that was really, to me, a powerful, powerful call. An angel coming home is what that call was, and we're all called to do that. So listen to this beautiful song by Train, Calling All Angels, and I'll be right back after the song.
Things are gonna go, 'cause I feel alive.
You're back to Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane. Thank you for tuning in today, whether you're tuning in live or in the archives. I always like to believe, and actually I know, that however we join together in this kind of manner, in love and light, it's powerful to all of us, and it's also putting signals, vibrations out all over the place, and I just love that, and thank you for taking the time to listen and be part of it. That last call was so beautiful to me that it really choked me up, because I could see just like this human angel, this another angel coming home, and it was so much like my awakening, and it reminded me of so many things, and it kind of knocks you over energetically. And you know, one of the ways I've described back when I had all of that experience of awakening and the things that happened to me, and if you want to hear more about that or read about it, it's in my book, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles, and that's available on Amazon. It's available in traditional book form and also on Kindle. And the Kindle version is only 99 cents on Amazon. If you don't have a specific Kindle brand reader, they also have an app that you can click on right on the page that that will allow you to download it to your PC or your tablet and you know, get it that way too. So that's always, that's nice. So you don't have to purchase a Kindle if you don't have one. Now, personally for me, the books that really speak to me, the spiritual ones, I usually like to have a copy because I like to just be able to open them to a page. And that's sort of how I wrote this book, that every chapter could stand alone, but it could also be sort of tell a story in sequence. And I wanted it to be so that people could just open it up and maybe the message that they needed to hear right then would be what they opened up to. And I've heard from a lot of people that say that is the way that works that way with them. So anyway, you can also read an excerpt of it on Amazon. Read maybe the first couple chapters and see if it draws you in. So if you go to Amazon.com, it's Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. Type that in and you can click on the book and actually flip through a few pages and read and try it out. And also there are some comments on there or reviews, and you can read through those and see if any of that speaks to you. It is also available on Barnes & Noble online. They don't have it in the e-version, but they do have the paperback and the hardcover, so I'd love for you to check it out. But anyway, during that, I tell about my transformation. I tell bits of it. Couldn't really tell the whole thing. There was no way to put it in words. And then also, if you go back in the archives of this show, I started this particular show up on Blog Talk Radio back last August, August of 2013. So if you go through the archives, you can go back to the first show, the opening show, and maybe the second show, and I really told more deeply about the specifics of that experience and some of how the things that happened and the synchronicities. So if you're feeling that awakening in yourself, or you've already felt it, and sometimes it's really nice to hear, oh, yes, me too, I know, I felt that and that, then you might want to go listen to that or read about it in the book. But that last call took me back so much to that feeling in me and that just feeling of knowing that I had, and I was so embracing, and even though it was like totally, you know, it's you go from being somewhat of a just an everyday person to then all of this opens up in you, and you have these gifts that God shares with you, and you feel this calling to use them, and they're strange to everyone around you. They're even a little strange to you, but you know that they're there, and you're supposed to use them, and it's time. And but that process was so beautiful, because when you're in that moment, it's like touching God. It is touching God, and you so know you have wisdom about everything. Everything makes you happy and laugh, and you know, it's like everything's perfect. But when people would ask me to try to describe it, one of the things, another song that I heard a lot at that time, and it was like, oh yes, that's the feeling. And so I would use some of it to describe what it felt like. There was a song around that time called I Can Only Imagine by a group called Mercy Me. You've probably heard of it. And it's about, I can only imagine what it'll be like when I'm by your side, meaning Jesus' side. And so, you know, there's a part in there that it says, and I'm just going to read some of the lyrics to you. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. And my answer to that was all of those things. It's so hard to explain because it's being drawn to your knees but dancing at the same time. It was the most incredible experience. It's like, well, both. Drawn to your knees, but not in a way of like I'm a wretch or I'm terrible. It's like the power, and that's what the power of that last call. It's the physical, like almost like the body can't take it feeling of it is so powerful, but so powerful in a good way. But the intensity of it can be tough on the body, and it felt like weak knees, like. Weak knees, but at the same time dancing and so joyous that you can't even put words to it. And so this particular song, you know, is specifically it mentions Jesus and it's about Jesus, and Jesus is who I walk with. And but I'm always want to be quick to clarify that I don't believe your walk has to be directly with Jesus. Mine is, and I think a large part of that is that I was raised to have that connection to the story of God and our power. And I believe Jesus' message was not about our sin. The sin is missing the mark, confusion. But about that confusion that we've lost our power or that we don't have power. And I think Jesus was trying to tell us that the body doesn't matter. And the reason he could heal is because he put spirit before the body and not body before the spirit. So he understood that life is eternal, so the body and death and sickness had no power to him because he realized they were just illusions that man collectively had created. So he had no fear of touching the leper because it wasn't going to affect him, and that was through faith. And that's, I believe, when he says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and that we had to go through him, that what he actually meant was, and I feel this so intensely strongly in my walk with him, that he meant that we have to understand it like he did. I don't think he meant it like Savior, and I never feel that from him. He wants to walk with us as a friend, and he was showing us how. But other people who were raised in a different way have other sort of heroes, so to speak, or spiritual superheroes. And that's all fine too. If it's a message of love, and that when we return to love, we're one and we have power and we love one another and we don't condemn one another, then it's all coming from the same root source, the power of all that is and what I call God. So whatever you call it, it's really just that realization that we connect to the power of the universe whenever we forget our smallness and are ready to become our largeness, our brightness, our beautiful selves. You know, Marianne Williamson has that great line of our greatest fear is not that we are powerless, but that we are powerful beyond measure. And I think that's part of why people run from ideas about healing, and that healing can happen instantaneously and spontaneously through faith. I think that's part of it, because, wow, if I can do that, then I can do anything with that power of the universe, with God, with oneness, I can. And then that scares us, because then maybe we feel more comfortable with our smallness, because then we don't have to face the fears of walking large and what that means. So, beautiful show. beautiful call. I'm going to run down a few recaps of how you can connect with me and lots and lots and lots of other people of the light persuasion or who are trying to walk that path and that power. I've got another caller I'm going to get to real soon here, but I have a Facebook fan page. It's called Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles. So if you go on Facebook and you type in to search for Seeing Miracles Every Day, you'll come to the page, and if you like that, you can get the daily posts. I post usually a few times a day, and a lot of the focus of it is from A Course in Miracles, and the reason for that is that so much of the spiritual thought that has progressed us in that spiritual way in the last 20 to 30 years, so much of it was rooted in the ideas of A Course in Miracles, and for me, I came to A Course in Miracles backwards, sort of, if there is such a thing as backwards. I guess any way you come to it is good, or come to that kind of thought is good. But I had the book. I had purchased it because I had seen it referenced by so many of the authors that I like to read and that whose words touched me and whose ideas spoke to me very deeply. And so I purchased the A Course in Miracles book, and then I started looking at it, opening, flipping through. Okay, I hope you're there with me. I don't know what happened there. I went off momentarily and had to Skype call back in. So where was I? I was talking about how I came to A Course in Miracles a little bit backward. So my awakening experience, touching that all that is, and I had this unbelievable knowing of all these spiritual principles. A Course in Miracles, it seemed like gobbledygook to me when I picked it up before, even though I was intrigued by it because so many authors that I loved referenced it. And it was just like, you got to be kidding me. It's like talking in circles. After then, I had my huge, powerful awakening experience, and I picked it up. It was like, it was as if that experience had downloaded the same knowledge into me. And all I could go was, oh, yes, 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 this is exactly it. This is it. This is it. So I came to it backward. I still use it to try to keep me on the path because, just like everybody else, I still live in this world. And that huge, overwhelming experience was, I guess, like 8 years ago. And so I still have to daily practice to try to stay the course and let go of my own fears and stay on target that way. So the page, we go through the general ideas of A Course in Miracles and that kind of positive spiritual thought. It's open for any faith, any denomination, as long as you're there in love and you believe in that God is love. And as long as you're there that way, it doesn't really matter what official religion you are or if any at all. So we try to be very welcoming that way. So I would urge you to join that page. I also share a lot of just my own things that come to me, kind of being that vessel, being that messenger. And incidentally, the root definition of angel is messenger and messenger of God. So when we are messengers, we are being earth angels. When we are messengers of love and light, then we are returning to being angels. We're doing it here on earth. So, but I share my own thoughts and things that come through me there, and we get into some good discussions, and I just basically like to have it to uplift people on a daily basis and help them stay on the path. But what it does even more is it helps me stay on the path because I post the daily lessons and I do them and I read the course, and so it helps keep me grounded in that way and keep me on that path. Grounded, but at the same time flying in the spiritual sense. So please do join that page, like that page, because that's where I announce this show. That's where I announce other shows or other things that I'm doing. That's where the main part of my communication is. So it's over 200,000 people now, which is amazing. I've never really promoted it or anything, just let it be word of mouth. And it's a beautiful place to let your light connect. Also, you can be a follower of this radio show. If you just click on, there's a link on there or a button on there to click to follow. And then when I schedule a show, you'll get a reminder about it. That's another way to know when I'm going to do an episode of this show. And I also have a page because I do these readings, and they're the little mini readings, the quick ones that I do. But I do also offer them in via phone. In longer form where you can really talk through some issues and questions, and some many really beautiful things have come from some recent ones that I've done. And for a few years I got away from those because I was having to deal with just life and paying the bills and business, and I've always tried to do some of it, but I'm getting a little bit more back into that. So check out my page, angelstouchtherapy.com, and that'll tell you a little bit about energy work that I do and the readings, the distance readings, and how you can schedule one of those. I also have a course that I'm going to do on angels touch kind of healing. It's basically an energy work, sort of like Reiki, but it's some images and signs and things that came to me several years back after my awakening that I just got the message, put it away, you'll know when to do it. And so it's like a form of energy healing that will rely on angels and our connection with angels. And I have just gotten very sidetracked in all that again, but it's in a really positive way because I sold my house and that opened up the financial avenues for me so much. I'd been really carrying a lot of burdens that way and just held the faith that it was all going to be all right, and did sell my house. And so, but then I had to deal with moving and all those things. So I'm being really, really easy on myself right now and not putting I went through 5 or 6 years of some pretty intense stress because the business that I was in and what paid my bills was real estate investment. And with that crash, it was really tough, but kept the faith. I'm here, made it to the other side, but I'm also taking real good care of myself because sometimes when we've had that physical stress, we need to let down slowly and nurture, because just the change from letting go of the stress can be that impact to our bodies too, and our ourselves. So anyway, I'm doing this course online. It's going to be free. And this morning I kind of set my sights on August is going to be the month. So I got to get it together, get the manual together, and really do some meditating on exactly what's going to be included. And the bigger part is I have to figure out the electronic part of it and the webinar aspect and how I'm going to do that, or whether I'm going to do it just audio, like the radio show type setting. And I don't really know much about webinars, so I'm having to figure that out. If anybody has some real good info on that and wants to email it to me, my email is sherrylane444@gmail.com. And you can use that same email if you want to be part of this angel healing class. Sherry Lane, SHERRILANE 444@gmail.com. And if you want to be part of the class, just put in your subject line angel healing class or something like that about the angel class. And so what I'm doing, I'm gathering emails and putting that in a group, and I will email details out to the whole group once it's ready. And I'll probably actually send an email out to the group this afternoon just so people know I am still doing it. Just had to take a couple side jaunts there, and probably August is when it'll all come together. That's what I'm sort of shooting for. So email sherrilane444@gmail.com. Let me know if you want to be part of the angels healing class. Say that in your subject, and I'll get your email on the list for that class. And if anybody can give me wonderful insight into the best webinar formats to use, then I'd be open to that too. So email me that if you have some good info. Okay. Getting back to calls, the next call is from area code 314. You'll be live soon, so it'll say unmuted, and then you'll know you're live. Well, I'm trying to unmute you. There we go.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm all right. That was just the first time I listened to your show.
Okay, well, thank you.
And I was just finding it interesting. That, you know,
okay.
The messenger of God. Somebody else has said that before. Sometimes it comes in twos when you hear
sure.
You hear through, you know, through the second of time.
Exactly, synchronicity, and then it helps you to understand that, oh yes, this really is a sign or a message. So, were you just calling to listen through your phone, or did you want to be on the air and have a question, or do you have healing to ask for, or what's your name first off?
My name is Doris, and yes, I have lupus.
Okay. So did you hear me earlier when I was saying I went through some of those same things?
No, ma'am. I didn't hear that.
Okay. Okay. When I was young, I had a blood disease called hemolytic anemia. It's a rare blood disease, and except that they misdiagnosed and what could have probably been corrected rather easily, it became a big ordeal, and they were treating me for leukemia and hepatitis, and I ended up having two major surgeries and have no spleen, and the list goes on and on. But part of, I guess it's sort of like a marker, when you have that, you're predisposed to some other autoimmune disorders, including lupus. And so I was dealing with that same thing and some positive lupus tests and a lot of those kind of symptoms about 10 years ago, and different medicines and, you know, things that the mindset was that, well, you just kind of have to live with it. You'll never really get off of it. And I, you know, one medicine would then create something else, and I'd take another medicine, and then it would create something else, and I'd take another medicine for that. And you know, I wasn't at a real severe stage. I was already in my spiritual path. And so, you know, I already had this somewhere deep inside me, this sort of belief like about healing. And I really just decided I can't do the medicine thing, and medicine on top of medicine thing is making me feel worse. And I just got more serious about, okay, I'm going to attack this on my own. And I researched a lot of things and did a lot more natural things. But bottom line is when I had the really biggest help, you know, breakthrough that changed things was in that awakening experience for me. I really believe it reset and touched every cell in my body and returned me to just great health. And, you know, we still live in this world, so we get all the images and all the fearful thoughts about what we're going to get or what, and so we're having to combat that with positive thoughts and positive things. So it's not always easy, and I think sometimes we really have to stay diligent about staying about the positive affirmations and reminding ourselves and changing that mindset, because so much of what we hear directly or indirectly and what we feel is negative. So I can relate to you with something like lupus, and especially because it can be so frustrating because it carries such a variety of ailments, and you don't know if it's, is this the lupus, or is this something else, or is this, is that right? Is that what you go through?
My thing is, what I go through is it me, or is it somebody else? But sometimes I pick up other people's pain and illness.
Yes. And that's when I say that collective, we're carrying other people's pain. I think people that, you know, some of us are very sensitive and it comes out in physical things, and, you know, even fibromyalgia, I think a lot of that is people that are just highly sensitive to vibes and energy. And I am never one to tell anyone, no, medical things, it's malarkey. I think there's value in medicine, but I also think the value that we forget is that there is value in spirit and faith and that kind of healing. And so were you listening to the earlier calls when I said surround yourself with white light because you're absorbing negative energy from other people and it will it will act as a shield for you. Ask Archangel Michael to surround you. Did you hear that part of the show?
No, ma'am.
Okay. You may want to you can go back in the archives later. It usually takes a couple of hours, and you could re-listen to from the beginning and hear some of that, but I'll just go ahead and tell you now because it's a great reminder for everybody, and it has actually reminded me, and I do that kind of like pop myself on the forehead like, why do I forget to do that? I want you, because you are already aware, my dear Doris, that you said sometimes I don't know if it's me or if it, is it coming from other people? Oh, you're already on your path. You already know you absorb vibes from other people. You know, you're already aware because our higher self, our spirit, our soul always has all our knowledge. So you're already in touch with that. You know it. So what I want you to do, I want you to ask for angel help. I want you to ask Archangel Michael to, and, you know, try to do this in the morning, try to do it before you go to sleep, but even throughout the day, that's what I told the other caller. You know, if you have to put little post-it notes around to remind you, every time you're feeling a little heavier bombarded, ask for the white light to surround you and just feel it like a big bubble around you to protect you so that basically that negativity and negative vibes, negative energy, whatever you want to call it, fear basically is what it is, it will bounce and deflect off of you. And Archangel Michael is like, I can see him standing there like just ready to be your shield and sword and help you fight that off. So I want you to ask for that power. Ask for that light, that very light vibration to just protect you from it. And I want you also, there was another call, you know, about, and I, no, I'm getting something else. So I'm getting something else for you. So I'm going to get off of that. I'll tell you really quick. I want you to do some chakra meditations and just feel yourself like a sun getting brighter and brighter and brighter, and larger and more powerful. So you'll hear that in some of the other calls that both of those apply to you too. But I feel like there is something that's trying to come for you right now I'm feeling like, or seeing like a child. I don't know for sure if it's you as a child or if there's a child that was lost or someone that died young and it's a spirit of a child. Does any of that resonate? I guess first thing to ask, is there someone that maybe as a child passed over that might be trying to connect with you or someone that you lost?
Well,
that might appear as a child in spirit?
Well, I had two pregnancies. One was a tubal pregnancy,
okay.
And one, I have a real child, and she's
okay.
In a different state that I am in.
Okay, and you're separated from her. Okay, tell me about, all right, I'm trying to zero in. This may be a collective thing because of healing your loss from either the pregnancies or any pain that you felt from any of that. I do feel like this is collective. This is if there is one single root to the most of your pain or fears or guilt, or it has to do with children. And I think it's collective. It has to do with the pain that you felt from losing the pregnancies and a pain that you feel from being distant from your current child that's living. And does that hit home with you?
Yes.
All right. And what I want you to do, I feel like it's something that you have to set yourself free from in terms of guilt. Do you feel guilty over? Is it a situation where you? Let's see. What? Just explain your emotion about where your child is. You don't have to go into the circumstances unless you want to. When you think of your child that is living, what do you feel?
I feel that I can't provide for her at this moment, mm-hmm. and that I want her to be with me, but I knew God gave me an open vision about leaving her behind.
Exactly. I'm feeling like, let it go. You did the right thing for the time and the moment. And yet, Doris, I still feel like, and it's probably that mother thing, like there's you can't quite shake from yourself that I feel bad for that. And what I want you to shift that into, and I believe it has to do with your health and your healing and the lupus or anything related to that. I think if you can rid yourself of that lingering guilt, child related, that you're going to have that where every cell in your body is reset. And you know, Maya Angelou said, I mean, what a beautiful, wise woman. And she, there was a line that was so beautiful from her about, and I can't, I'm not going to get it exactly right, but it's, I did the best I could with what I knew then. And now that I know better, I do better. You did what was right for you in that moment. And honestly, even for the child. But you're going to get your circle back in return, and it's all good. It's all part of the plan, I feel like. It's part of your path and her path, and that makes it okay. And I can tell you, when I had that, what I call my awakening moment, one of the aspects of it was that I could see different parts of my life, different moments passed before my eyes. And so it was like, sort of like when people describe their near-death experience, I call it my near-life experience because it's the most alive and real I ever felt. I could see all these random things of my life flash before me. And it was things that, you know, happened, so to speak, to me, things, you know, childhood and pains and things maybe that people did to you that were like, why would someone do that? And also things that I let go of that I felt that it was just all beautiful. It was, there was so much joy with all those things. They were unrelated and most, incidentally, most of the significant things were kind of, they weren't just the things you remembered, like, oh, I remember when I went to Disney World and that was so much fun. It was more like the things that haunted you or that you had felt pain over. And they flashed, the best way to describe it is like, at least the way I saw it, it was almost like a giant sort of like, you know, the old Rolodex flip things that we used to keep our addresses and contacts on, you know, how it used to flip.
Yeah.
And it was like a giant one of those, and it was just flipping as fast. And yet, even though it was so fast, I could see it because more of it was seeing it with my third eye, the spiritual eye. I could feel it. I could see it. And it was all these unrelated, but yet as they would flip through, it was like sort of like a tapestry. They all fit together. It's like that happened because then this could happen and this could happen. And it was happening so fast. I can't even tell you. I mean, it must have been like just so many images. But I could feel this notion of they were all working together. It was all perfect. Don't you see? And I was so happy seeing it. And so it was that moment of there is no guilt, there is no forgiveness necessary. There, you know, and that's one of the things A Course in Miracles teaches, that, you know, first it teaches us we have to forgive because we have to get past that step of holding grudges. But later on, when we get more spiritually evolved, we actually realize that there was nothing to forgive. And that was the moment that I had. It was like, there was nothing to forgive. There was nothing to feel guilt over. There was nothing. It's all perfect. It was all working together. It was, and so your daughter, that was part of her plan and experience, and she's going to gain something from that. And you had the wisdom at the time. And so I want you to let all that go and see it as the beauty of it's all good. It's all perfect. There's, you know, let go of your guilt, because first of all, if you need to hear the like, oh, you're forgiven, God, but there was nothing to forgive. It's all perfect. It was all part of everybody's path. It all is a beautiful tapestry, and it works together beautifully. So let it go is what I hear for you. Let it go. Be joy. Be happiness. Love your daughter with every cell of your body every minute, and it doesn't matter where she is and where you are. She will get the benefit of that, and she will feel it, and tell her you love her. And I feel like she has this little indomitable spirit, and it's all good. It's all part of the plan. She is a wise little soul. Send her love. Tell her you love her. And I know she loves you. And it's all perfect. Just remember that. Yes, it's all perfect. Okay.
Thank you for that. The pictures, the Rolodex of pictures. God showed me that Rolodex of pictures. I couldn't see the pictures. It was just happening so fast. I didn't understand it.
But you had that too. Yes, and it's not even really pictures exactly, but you can feel it so vividly that it sort of feels like a picture. Is that how it was for you?
Well, it was like the old pictures that slide out of the camera. It was a whole bunch of, and it went back so fast.
Yes,
I couldn't see the images.
But you could feel it all. You could feel the truth of it all. That's how it was for me, at least. I'm so excited.
It was like I didn't understand. I said, "What is? I can't see." I can't see.
Okay, so you couldn't see, and that. Well, let me tell you, I think that the same thing was happening for you that was happening for me. It was that it was like a cleansing and. So I want you to understand it that way and accept it that way and ask for – see, I feel like you couldn't quite comprehend it perhaps because you still had some little doubt and fear in your body. And so it's there for you. It's still there for you. I want you to ask that it come to you again and you feel that wash over you because it really is so fast that it is like a washing over. That's what it was. Be cleansed. Be healed. Let every cell in your body be healed. Let go of the guilt. Let go of let forgiveness fly in every direction for everybody. And that's the moment that we touch that power and we have that instant healing. And you've already felt it. You weren't sure what it was and it was confusing. Let me tell you, open your heart to let it happen and live it. And don't give it any resistance. Don't have to figure it out. Know that's what it was and be healed and feel it in every breath you take and every cell in your body because it will be there. It will be there for you. And it's already been there. It's already, funny thing is, it's already been knocking at your door. this awakening, but your own doubts about self or feeling an unworthiness, which is what the obstacle for all of us in the spiritual awakening, has kind of shadowed it, but it's there, my dear, and feel it. And I would love for you to go back in the archives of this show and listen to I think it was the opening show and maybe the opening and second show, but I'm pretty sure the opening show told more about that, and I think it's going to resonate with you, and you're going to have some similar experiences, or you already have, and you're going to go, oh, yes, that happened to me too. Yeah, or it's happening now. So very, very beautiful. Let it go, Mike.
One more thing. One more thing before you finish. There was one thing you said that was resonated with me also was the fact that I know this lady, her daughter had a shot in the leg, and the doctor wanted to cut her leg off, and she did not cut my daughter's leg off. And so she took, they put a rod in it and everything and patched it up, and they said, well, she'll never walk again every day. Told her daughter to move her toes. So to the point where it was healed. She doesn't have any bone from one section of her leg to the next, but she's able to walk. And when they
that's beautiful.
Walk,
and that mother had that faith. Yeah.
Yes, that's what you were saying that, and that was I know these people personally, so I know this is how you hear stories, and it's the fact that. Regardless, if nobody ever told you you couldn't, what makes you think you can't? You understand?
Exactly, exactly. But so many things for thousands of years have told us we couldn't. And even the way sometimes that religion is set up, and Jesus even went through this, just to dare to say that you can was blasphemy back then. And you know, and so everybody's fearful of even suggesting that, you know, and I get fearful sometimes because it's like, well, you're a kook. To suggest that something can be touched and healed, or that something can heal. No, it's going to have surgery, you know. So, but the more of us that start to say, oh, this is real, and we can do this, and it is an illusion, and it's trapped us in fear, and I am going to have the faith to believe. When we do that together, oh, we're powerful beyond measure. When we join in a conversation like this and talk about it, it sends those ripples out into the universe to combat all the negative ones that say the opposite. So we need to start talking about it and sharing it. And that's beautiful. It reminds me, Doris, of a story. My significant other, his name is Bill, and I reconnected with him a few years ago. We had dated years and years ago, and I know that my awakening then led me to reconnect with him because, you know, we reconnected and we were both divorced, and it was like the timing, it was just meant to be, and I think we have this spiritual purpose together. But your story about your friend's daughter's leg reminds me of a story that he had that's about healing. And when he was about 2 years old, he had a tumor, which they thought was cancerous, or maybe they tested it and, you know, it was showing as cancerous. But he had a big tumor on the back of his leg, right where the thigh meets like the butt cheek, and right in that area, the very, very top of the back of his leg. And it was rather large, and he was about 2 years old. And so same thing, they needed to remove it, and they told his parents that they would have to amputate the leg. He was going to lose his leg, but they needed to do that to save his life. And so his mother, you know, of course, his parents were distraught and beside themselves, and his mother prayed and prayed and prayed, and she was, you know, so frustrated. She went outside because she needed to get air, and it was in the middle of the winter, and it was snowing, and she went outside and you know, was just walking in the snow, but just to, you know, how when you're upset and nervous, and she just needed to get out there and get out of the house, probably to just scream. And and an angel appeared to her and said, Billy's going to be okay. And, you know, it appeared in, like, I see angels a lot of times in aura, and I feel their energy, and it appeared in a way that she would have no doubt that it was an angel. It appeared in the form with wings, because that's how she had been taught about angels, and so it wanted to leave no doubt that it was there. And so she got calm and she went back inside, and you know, the surgery was like a day, going to be a day or two later, and she was just saying to everybody, Billy's going to be fine. No, he's going to be fine. They aren't going to need to take his leg. He's going to be fine. He's, you know. And so they wanted to sedate her. They thought, oh, yes, she's just gone off the deep end from the stress. And she just kept saying, no, he's fine. And, you know, a mother with a two-year-old just being calm all of a sudden about, yeah, you know, everybody thought, oh, she's really lost it. How's she not freaking out? And so he went into the surgery, you know, and a bit later the surgeon came out and his mother looked up, and when the surgeon walked through those double doors, she saw this bright light behind him. And so all she could think was, I told you, it was going to be fine. And so he walked over and explained that, well, we got in there and the tumor's gone. We cut it open and the tumor is gone. And so she was like, I know, I told you. And, you know, everybody else had thought she was crazy and all that, but she had the audacity to have faith and to believe in miraculous healing, and it happened. And his leg, to this day, he has a scar there where they cut it open, but the funny thing, too, is that he just has these strong, powerful legs, like, I mean, and it's like, What a beautiful thing his mother believed, and they all thought she was crazy, and she believed anyway. So that's the kind of faith we have to hold. And so I love your story because it reminded me of that one. And, you know, it's real, people. It's real. Believe it. Have faith. And, you know, you don't even have to be, you know, it's hard in this world sometimes to talk about these kind of things in every environment. But God will show you, give you signs in the environment where you can say it to somebody, like about, you know, believe with me and heal. And I believe that we can heal ourselves. And you know, you can say those things to some people and it's going to click because they're already having those nudges too. So I love that you shared that story because it's probably, you know, it reminded me of one and it's probably going to remind someone else of one, or else it's going to make them go, wow, maybe it is real. So thank you so much.
You.
You're just a beautiful light, and I want you to open yourself to that moment where that the pictures and the images and your whole life passing before you, and just be open because it's a process of healing, and you let go of any of the doubts and shadows and fears and guilt. You let it all go. You forgive everything, and you be forgiven, and send love to your daughter and everybody else, and you're going to be just wonderful. It's all going to be great.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Much love to you. Thank you for calling. And go back and listen to that early episode. I think it's going to click with you, that opening show. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much. And you may want to re-listen to this one because some of those things in the earlier calls might pertain to you. So, okay. Thank you so much, Doris. You have a great day.
Okay. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Ah, the theme of this show is just amazing to me because it has brought out just some bright, bright lights from people that are there and ready to be those human angels. And they are human angels. They just maybe haven't really believed that yet. We all are. We have to return to that. When we return to that, it will change the world. And sometimes it's the physical healing, and that's sometimes what we need to hear and see about because it seems more real to us. But the real healing is on the soul level. And that's what opens us up for all the other healing, the healing of the heart and the body, right down to the cells. So, it's very interesting about this show, too, sometimes the way that Spirit guides me. Most times I block out 90 minutes for the show, and sometimes it goes an hour, and then it seems to conclude, and I end it. And today I just heard... No, make it 2 hours. 2 hours is the max you can do, I think. Make it 2 hours, and because it's going to go over the 90 minutes. And what happens if it's blocked out for 90 minutes and then it gets up to the 90th minute, it just ends. So people that are on the phone can stay on and listen, but the rest of the episode ends. So no doubt Spirit was telling me exactly what to do all morning, even though if I was a little apprehensive about this show... it's a beautiful thing because it's helped reset me. It's helped me remember things myself about the power of Holy Spirit and Jesus, God, whatever source, the universe, whatever you want to call it. It matters not what you call it, because actually, if you can name it and try to contain it in a definition like that, it's really not all it is, because there's no way you can name it with a single name. So we have words that we use to express it, because language is our way of expressing. So those words work, but not when we get hung up on certain words. You know, it can't be, has to be God, it can't be Allah, has to be Jesus. You know, it has to be, when we get caught up on this trying to contain religion or God, that's where we get really messed up, and that's where we block things out. Okay, we've got a little bit of time left, so I've got time for one more call, and that's area code 507. Just saw that pop up on the board here. So you're going to be live, and we'll try to squeeze this in. 507, are you there? Hello? Hello? Oops, dropped. May have been an accident call. Anyway, I thank you all so much for listening. I have no doubt whatsoever. I have 100% faith that this has resonated on a cellular level with some people, even if they couldn't comprehend it on a more mind, brain, body level, conscious level. It's resonated on a subconscious and cellular level. Have no doubt whatsoever in my mind. I'm like leaping with joy right now. And I also know that some of the callers, we had some people step into their own light and sort of get their own angel wings or be ready for it today. It's been a beautiful show. I thank you all for listening. I'm going to recap my Facebook page. It's where you can get these kind of ideas every day and some nice images and discussions. Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles, is the name of the Facebook page. Please join it. I believe when we're connected, even in those small ways, in positive environments that promote faith and love and light and oneness, that it changes us, it shifts us, because there, so much of what we comprehend in the world is counter to that. So please join that page if you haven't already. Join in the discussion. And there is something about Facebook and apparently how they're doing some of their algorithms these days. And if you want to help yourself get more of the positive things on Facebook, then make sure that the things that you click like on and the things that you comment on are of that nature. So if you want more spiritual, when I set my Facebook up, it was to be more about spiritual light and connecting in that way, and I've stayed pretty true to that. So if the conversations that you join in are more the positive conversations, you'll get more of that in your newsfeed. So make sure you like the kinds of pages you click like on topics and comments and threads that are positive, and then it'll help change your newsfeed to being more positive. Also, when you comment on a topic or a thread, then that helps set that up higher up in your newsfeed somehow, some way, in all of Facebook math. So do join in there, and go to my angelstouchtherapy.com page, angelstouchtherapy.com. That'll tell you a little bit about the energy healing work that I do and also about my angel healing class. And my book, if you'd like to read about my story, available on Amazon. It's called Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. It tells you about my early journey, and I'm really trying to get back into writing a second book, or I don't know, doing some more writing to share more of the subsequent journey after that. But that's Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. You can read an excerpt, you can read the reviews and comments and see if it resonates with you, and you can even purchase it for a mere 99 cents in a Kindle e-version. If you don't have a Kindle, you can still purchase it, and they have a free app on right below that link that will allow you to read it on your PC or your tablet or whatever other device like that you have. And it's also available in paperback or hardcover. So please check that out, read it, see if it resonates with you. And if it does, purchase it and see if it helps your journey. Let's see. I think that pretty much covers it all. And I'm going to wrap it up in a little bit of a prayer together. I just pray today that we're joined through these electronics and through these airwaves, but we're really joined in our hearts in light and love. And I hope that every person that listens to this, either live or in the archives, is touched by it on a deep level that they may not even be aware of. I hope it touches them deeply in their heart and in their cells to reactivate all that knowledge that they have within, that knowledge that comes from God, from the universe, and from all that is. So I just hope that everyone listening or connected to this will open their heart to that, to the healing that can come from it. And I'm hoping that everyone who listens will open their mind to the kind of physical healing that we can also experience, so that we all go back to perfect health and also perfect spirit, perfect cleansed, innocent, whole, and mighty from it. So we're all joined. Let us send love to one another, to everyone that's listening. And may God bless you all. And I'll look forward to the next show. As we part here, I'm going to play some music from, it's called On Wings of Love. It's also about angels. I love angels and feel very connected to them. Call on them often. They will be there for you, I promise. This is On Wings of Love by my dear soul sister, Charlotte, and she's an artist. She wrote this song, wrote the lyrics. Her husband is a musician, and he put the words to music. And it's called On Wings of Love. If you want to view Charlotte's art that tells the story behind writing this and her transformation, you can go to YouTube and just type in search for Charlotte Phillips. That's her name, Charlotte Phillips, and it'll bring up On Wings of Love. And I think she actually has a few videos there. And it also connects to her art with a heart and how she paints from her heart and from spirit. So it's a lovely story. Enjoy this right now, On Wings of Love by Charlotte Phillips.
Yeah.